Good morning and welcome to Monday. Welcome to Monday in Cork in particular, and a day when everybody's been having difficulty starting the day. There's been heavy frost overnight and the roads are a bit treacherous. And I'm just going to say a little bit, share a little bit with you about the week I have coming up, and in particular the day I have coming up today, because today I'm going to do a presentation to a very special group of people. And the presentation will be 15 minutes long with 5 minutes for questions. I've already done a rehearsal, and the content is one thing. But the people, the group of people that I'm going to present to are quite special. The backstory is that about over a year ago now, I was invited to join a group of people who are going to read some books about business. And this group of people goes by the name Smarter Egg. And the Smarter Egg group met in a hotel in Cork on about five occasions, five or six, I think only five. And on each occasion, we discussed part of a book. And these were all business-related books. If I tell you that the first book in the series was, I think, What Would Google Do? What Would Google Do? And we had a discussion about that. We were about eight or nine people from different businesses. I had met very few of them before, and it was quite interesting to be part of a book group with a difference, because it was facilitated by a man called Aidan Enright, and he was particularly good at drawing everybody out and drawing everybody into conversation about not just the content of the book, but the implications for our own business. And it became a very successful learning group. Just in case you're interested, the other books in the series included 33 Strategies of War by somebody whose name I can't remember now, Breaking from the Pack, which I now actually I remember was the very first book by Harari, who unfortunately has died during the year, and Tribes by Seth Godin. So these are all, I suppose, for some people, they're iconic books, particularly Seth Godin's Tribes. And but those four books became an agenda, or they drew out a business agenda and facilitated conversation between people from different business backgrounds about the issues that the books raised. Now, this idea of a book group is nothing unusual. Lots of you will have, especially if you're women, you'll be listening to this and you'll be maybe already part of a book group. But a business book group that discussed these books, and I must stress, by the way, that we didn't read the whole book, or we weren't obliged to read the whole book. We read part of the books, specially chosen, selected, curated for us by Aidan Enright. He supported the reading by additional notes which were emailed to us to help us consider the issues. And so together we formed slowly a kind of little group who and alliances and relationships built up within the group. And that was my first experience of a Smarter Egg group. Now, there were several of these had happened before, and many more happened afterwards. And I, during the last year, joined another group, another Smarter Egg group. And Smarter Egg has had an existence around Cork, and now there must be, well, certainly in excess of 50, 60, 70, 80 people, something like that, who have been part of this. And this evening, and this is the point, this evening is the first, it's not really a conference, it's called a Smarter Egg event. Within it will be a kind of a mini TED, a mini slots for people to talk about topics, and I'm one of those people who's going to be talking about a topic. Now, all of these people are going to be at the Smarter Egg group this evening. I feel quite sure are very switched on. I mean, I know maybe about 20% of the people who will be in the room. But they're all really early adopters, serious about their business, very thoughtful, thought-provoking people for whom I have the utmost respect. So I don't know who, I presume the others who I haven't met will be of the same ilk. So it's the idea, you know, is a very simple one, a very simple process, but the making it happen and building up a kind of an ecosystem here in Cork, an ecosystem made up of people of unlike minds who have come together to in an activity designed to help each other. Because that's what it's about. It's about helping yourself, of course. You read something, think about it, say something in public about it, and that helps you. But in the process, you contribute to other people's thinking, and that's the process of helping other people. So it's that kind of thing of helping yourself while you're helping other people that particularly attracts me to facilitated learning groups. And I got enormous benefit out of each of the books. I suppose 33 Strategies of War is the one that had a huge influence on me. It gave me courage. The Breaking from the Pack gave me the feeling of my own uniqueness as being a valuable business tool. And so I was encouraged by Breaking from the Pack to be different and to be quite unlike anybody else from the point of view of trying to minimize the possibility that somebody could copy what I offer and just simply produce it at a cheaper price. And in other words, the book is all about the commoditization of the world in which we live and how you only have, you know, at the most a few weeks of competitive advantage when you bring something to market before somebody can easily come and copy it. So there we are. This evening is going to be a Smarter Egg event. I'll do another boo later about the content of what I'm going to deliver this evening. But the main thing I want to do is to celebrate the occasion and say how much I'm looking forward to being with all the Smarter Egg tribe, if you like, this evening. Goodbye.
Other series, yeah. I suppose, well, you were up there, you come down to the bottom of the hill down there, yeah. The church here, the stand,
yeah. Well, I came down there and then I went past the AIB bank, yeah. Up that hill, and actually that was a bit that was a bit more serious, you know.
Can we start off with coffee, or are you okay?
Yeah, I'll have a coffee. I'll also have a couple of sausages, two bacon and a bit of egg.
Okay.
Yeah.